This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. We're learning about bird population surveys and how these surveys can benefit landowners. The Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory, now known as Bird Conservancy of the Rockies, along with others, devised a new program for counting birds. The survey protocol relies on random data collection points across a landscape, some on public land and some on private. Ranchers shudder when there's talk a critter might be listed as a threatened or endangered species. Rules sometimes are imposed that impact or impede ranching activities. Experience shows that this new way of counting birds finds that particular species may exist in larger numbers than assumed. In other words, allowing bird counters onto private land today can keep regulators off the land in the future. Biologist Chris White of Bird Conservancy of the Rockies says in the past, the decision to list a bird was made without all the facts.
A lot of times you can anecdotally feel like, well, I think these birds are in decline, or you know, there's not as many of these individuals or this habitat, and you can try and do something about that. But what we're trying to do is actually provide hard scientific evidence of how different birds are doing.
Most of the times that we do the counting of birds, we find out that there's a lot more out there.
That's Mike Carter. He directs Playa Lakes Joint Venture. Mike provides a good example how good data gathering helps keep birds off threatened or endangered species lists.
The Clanton administration wanting to list mountain plover, and that caused people to do lots of work and lots of counting, and we found out that there's a lot more mountain plovers out there than we ever thought, and the bird hasn't been listed.
Bird Conservancy of the Rockies and others have deployed this new way of counting birds for some 8 years. Playa Lakes Joint Venture is extending the bird population survey, according to Conservation Science Director Ann Barta Savage.
We've wanted to have this program in our region for a number of years now. And so just in this last year, we've made it a priority to initiate this monitoring program in our region. And we're looking for answers that are specific to the short grass and mixed grass prairie areas.
Answers specific to short grass and mixed grass prairie areas for a very important reason. Some grassland birds have suffered scary population declines since the 1960s. In some cases, half a species population has been lost. Scientists say some bird declines started leveling off around 1990. Some of that resulted from conservation efforts undertaken by farm bill programs of the 90s. Biologist Nick Van Lannen with Bird Conservancy of the Rockies says habitat managers have needed better tools to understand what landscape features will help hold populations steady.
A land manager can say, okay, if we can maintain 20% sagebrush cover on the landscape, then we're still going to be in this happy zone of occupancy for X, Y, and Z species. Similarly, they can say, if we could increase grass height by 5 centimeters or increase grass cover by 10%, then we could expect more individuals of a particular species.
Learn more about this enhanced data acquisition on bird populations and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. On the web at Playa Country, P-L-A-Y-A, playacountry.org.